welcome today's contestants. A researcher from Venice, California, Rashima Wilkinson. A freelance writer from Simi Valley, California, Tyler Brill. And a returning champion, a book dealer and stay-at-home mom from Simi Valley, California, Dana Hill, whose one day cash winnings total $25,200. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us once again. We started the week off with a new champion, Dana Hill, who bet it all in Final Jeopardy, responded correctly, and hence has $25,200. Tyler, Rashima, could happen to you, too. Good luck. Welcome aboard. Here we go into the Jeopardy round. First round of play has one daily double coming up in one of these categories. You gotta fight. Next, European history is a downer. Hodgepodge, a little bit of everything. Food science, the language of like, not love. And finally, westward ho. As a clue, we will give you a state. You have to identify the state that has the longest border on the western side of the one we give you. Dana, you start.
Let's start with food science, 200.
Sodium hydroxide, also known as lye, is traditionally used to create the brown coating on these twisted German snacks. Dana?
What are pretzels?
Yeah.
Food science, 400.
One theory for why tomatoes were thought to be poisonous, their acidity leached this toxic metal out of pewter plates. Dana?
What is lead?
Lead, yes.
Food science, 6.
Here's Sarah.
Pressure of about 135 pounds per square inch is needed to pop each popcorn kernel. The pressure comes from steam, created when this white carbohydrate is heated to around 400 degrees.
And we're talking about starch.
Oh.
Dana, back to you.
Hodgepodge, 200.
An early depiction of a demon holding this customary farm implement is on a 1,000-year-old high cross in County Louth, Ireland. Rashima.
What is a pitchfork?
Pitchfork, yes. You're on the board now with 200.
You got to fight for 200, please.
Before becoming a UFC champ, Ronda Rousey was the first U.S. woman to win an Olympic medal in this martial art. Tyler.
What is boxing?
Nope. Rashima.
What is judo?
Judo is right.
You got to fight for 400.
In 2011, this man went 12 rounds to beat Juan Manuel Marquez, got 28 stitches, then hit the House of Blues to sing La Bamba. Tyler.
Who is Manny Pacquiao?
Correct.
Let's go to European history for 200.
A lack of genetic diversity in this crop in 1840s Ireland was a major cause of disaster for the population. Tyler.
What is a potato?
That's it.
European history 400, please.
The USSR's 1930s Great Purge included the notorious show type of these, with defendants forced to confess. Rashima.
What are trials?
Yes.
The language of like for 200.
2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we this? It means to be grateful for or rise in value. Yay. Dana.
What is appreciate?
Yeah.
400, language of like.
The hippie dictionary says it means to see, understand, as in, can you this it? Tyler?
What is dig?
Yeah.
European history 600?
1950-51 in the Alps was the winter of terror, as these disasters destroyed buildings and killed more than 200 people. Tyler.
What are avalanches?
Yes, that's right.
European history 800?
The Vatican had second thoughts about its treatment of heretic Giordano Bruno 400 years after he was executed this way. Dana.
What is crucified?
Nope. Rashima.
What is beheading?
Nope. He was burned at the stake. Tyler, back to you.
European history 1,000, please.
A secret Sicilian group fighting foreign invaders may be the origin of this notorious criminal group. Dana.
What is the mafia?
Mafia, right.
Food science 800.
Around 10,000 years ago, human adults gained the ability to digest this milk sugar. Dana.
What is lactose?
Good.
Food science 1,000.
Mustard can act as one of these agents that allow oil and water to stay blended. Dana?
What is an emulsifier?
That's the word, and that takes you to 2800. We're going to take a break. Coming back, though. Rashima Wilkinson is a researcher with a 12-year-old daughter who is a big K-pop fan.
Yes.
How did that happen?
I think she just probably online or somehow TikTok maybe found out.
But you've gotten involved as well. You've attended some of these conventions. What's that like?
We've been to 2K cons. It's crazy, wild costumes, but it's a lot of fun.
Okay. Tyler Brill, freelance writer. Certain kinds of accidents happen in real life as well as in movies. Falling off a stage during a high school play, for instance. It happened to you.
Yes. My senior year of high school, in my spring musical, there was a moment where I had to take a step forward, and I managed to miss my step onto the small flight of stairs, and I fell, literally fell off the stage. And it was the gasp followed by the quick get up, and I was trying not to laugh, but it was met with a round of applause by the entire audience. So
I was just going to say, they're going to help you get back on stage with a round of applause. All right, Dana Hill is our champion. She's a book dealer and a stay-at-home mom who had a bad experience getting her hair cut. What was all that?
Yes, I used to have much longer hair even than this.
Really?
It was waist long at least. And I attended a thing where a budding hairstylist could practice on people with long hair. Well, my hairstylist was a little nervous and she trimmed one side too short, tried to even it too short, tried to even it again. I ended up with a chin-length bob by the end of this.
Really?
It grew back, mostly, so.
Okay, well, it ended well. You're in command of the board right now, Dana. Make a selection, and we'll go on.
Let's do the language of like for 600.
Something very complicated and ornamental. Does that strike your this, or is it just a passing one? Dana?
What is fancy?
Fancy, yes.
Language 800.
Answer. Really double. All right. You have a $2,000 lead over Tyler.
Let's do $2,000, please.
All right. To venerate, say, a specific Revolutionary War nighttime equestrian.
What is revere?
You are right again. Make another selection.
Let's do like for 1,000.
To hold a memory fondly in your mind, perhaps of the same named 1989 Madonna hit. Tyler.
What is cherish?
Correct.
Let's go You Gotta Fight for 600, please.
This nickname of unjustly imprisoned boxer Reuben Carter was the title of the Denzel Washington film about him. Dana.
What is hurricane?
Yes.
Let's try hodgepodge 800.
These people lived up to their name when they sacked Rome in 455 AD, tearing up the tiles of the Temple of Jupiter. Talking about those darn vandals. Back to you, Dana.
Hodgepodge 6.
Latin term for a law that makes an act illegal, though it was legal back when it was done. Tyler?
What is ex post facto?
Correct.
Hodgepodge 400.
The current king of Spain is named after Philip V, who died 1746, but is more commonly known by this Spanish version of his name. Dana?
What is Felipe?
Felipe, yes, with less than a minute.
Hodgepodge 1000.
His 1690 essay concerning human understanding argues for the blank slate view that all knowledge is from experience. Dana.
Who is Locke?
John Locke. You are right.
Westward Ho 200.
Georgia. Tyler.
What is Alabama?
Alabama, yes.
Westward Ho 400.
Montana. Mm-hmm. Tyler.
What is Idaho?
Good.
Westward Ho 6.
Indiana. Dana.
What is Illinois?
Good.
You gotta fight 800.
No bones about it. This dominant UFC light heavyweight has a brother who plays linebacker for the Arizona Cardinals. And that would be John Bones Jones. Dana, back to you.
Okay, we gotta fight 1,000.
A goal, an assist, and a fight in the same game is a hockey hat trick named for this Red Wing. But he only had two himself in 32 years. Dana.
Who is Howe?
Gordie Howe, yes. My hero. Rashima, you get to go first in Double Jeopardy. Hopefully we'll have some good categories for you when we come back. lot of catching up to do. Our returning champion, Dana, has a commanding lead with a total of 9,000. But, Rashima, here are the categories for your selection in Double Jeopardy. Americans in Paris. Country clubs. The man, the poetry. Music festivals. Daddy, papa. And finally, three N's coming up in each correct response. Start us.
Okay, can I have three N's for 400?
In 1984, the White Sox beat the Brewers 7-6 in a game that lasted 25 of these. Tyler.
What are innings?
That has three N's.
Three N's, 800?
In 2019, for her book Amity and Prosperity, Eliza Griswold won a Pulitzer Prize for General This. Tyler.
What is nonfiction?
Right again.
Three N's, 1200.
Among other things, the Fifth Amendment protects against self-this. Dana.
What is incrimination?
Yes.
Three N's, 16.
It's also called transmigration of the soul. Dana.
What is reincarnation?
Yes.
2000, three N's.
Get thee to this other word for a convent. Tyler.
What is a nunnery?
Nunnery, right.
Americans in Paris, 400, please.
In 1952, she and two French friends started a cooking school in Paris, L'École des Trois Gourmandes. Tyler?
Who is Julia Child?
That's right.
Americans in Paris, 800?
His trips to Paris in the 1920s inspired his orchestral piece, An American in Paris. Tyler?
Who is Copland?
No. Dana?
Who is Gershwin?
George Gershwin, yes.
Let's do poetry, 400.
I do not know what it is about you that closes and opens. Nobody, not even the rain, has such small hands. Tyler?
Who is Cummings?
E.E. Cummings. You are right.
The man, the poetry, 800, please.
Bells interspersed more than 60 times within the poem. Dana?
Who is Poe?
Edgar Allan Poe is the author.
Poetry, 1200.
I hear America singing, the varied carols I hear, those of mechanics, each one singing his, as it should be, blithe and strong. Dana.
Who is Whitman?
Walt Whitman, yes.
Poetry 1600.
Answer there. Nearly double and a chance for you to add to your lead.
5,000.
All right. Back from the mouth of hell, all that was left of them, left of 600.
Oh, dear. Who is Tennyson?
Tennyson is right. Oh, gosh. Way to go.
Whew. Okay. Poetry, 2000.
The soul of Adonais, like a star, beacons from the abode where the eternal are. Dana.
Who is Shelley?
Shelley is right.
Music festivals, 400.
When Beyoncé headlined this California music festival in 2018, some called it Beachella. Dana.
What is Coachella?
That's right.
Music, 800.
This rainy city's music festival is fittingly named Bumbershoot, a slang word for an umbrella. Rashima.
What is Seattle?
Seattle, correct.
Music festivals, 1200.
Perry Farrell claims he got the five-syllable name for this long-running music festival from an episode of The Three Stooges. Dana.
What is Lollapalooza?
That's it.
Daddy Papa, 400.
Harvestmen, crane flies, and cellar spiders are all known by this nickname. Dana.
What are Daddy Long Legs?
You got it.
Daddy Papa, 800.
Better ingredients, better pizza is an ad slogan for this chain. Tyler.
What is Papa John's?
Good.
Americans in Paris, 1200.
She ran a salon out of her home for some of the leading artists and writers of the day. Tyler.
Who is Lauder?
No. Rashima.
Who is Gertrude Stein?
That's right.
Music festival, 1600.
200,000 people crowd a Belgian town of 18,000 for Tomorrowland, a festival of EDM, short for this music. Rashima.
What is electronic dance music?
That's it.
Daddy Papa, 1200.
The name of this caramel lollipop was meant to suggest a wealth of sweetness. Tyler?
What is a sugar daddy?
Sugar daddy. You got it.
Daddy Papa, 1600, please.
A spirit known as Aloha. Papa Legba is a gatekeeper and a master communicator in this religion practiced in Haiti. Tyler?
What is voodoo?
Yes.
Daddy Papa, 2000?
Burl Ives played Big Daddy in the Broadway and film versions of this Tennessee Williams play. Tyler.
What is Cat on a Hot Tin Roof?
That's right.
Americans in Paris 1600.
Answer there. Daily Double. And at the moment, this game is a runaway for Dana.
We'll play it, say, 4,000, please.
Four it is. In 1803, this American launched an experimental steamboat on a river in Paris.
Who is Thomas Jefferson?
No, who is Robert Fulton? Robert Fulton. So you drop a bit. Pick again.
Americans in Paris 2000, please.
In 1932, this author began a passionate love affair in Paris with Anais Nin that would last for years. Dana?
Who is Sartre?
No.
Nope.
Tyler Orishima? Who is Henry Miller? Back to you, Tyler. Less than a minute now.
Country Club's 400?
In 1956, the International Criminal Police Commission got this new and snazzier name. Tyler?
What is Interpol?
Yes.
Country Club's 8?
The WTO, this club for commerce, has grown to more than 160 members. Tyler?
What is the World Trade Organization?
Correct.
Country Club's 12?
The FAO, the Food and This Organization, operates in more than 130 countries. Tyler?
What is agriculture?
That's the A.
Country Club 16.
AOSIS, the Alliance of Small Island States, is concerned about a rise in this. 1 meter would doom some of its members. Tyler?
What are sea levels?
Yes.
Country Club's 2000.
This 11-letter word is the D in IDA, a 173-member association that grants loans to foster growth in poor countries. Rashima?
What is development?
That's the word. And now the last clue. This Tennessee Music Festival comes from a slang word on a Dr. John album title that means the best on the streets. And the correct response, what is Bonnaroo? All right, here comes Final Jeopardy for the three of you. Diplomacy. Think about it. Make a wager. Back in a moment.
We'll be back with Final Jeopardy right after this.
Interesting category for final today, diplomacy. Here is the clue to give you more information, players. The book The Eagle and the Elephant is about the relationship between the United States and this Asian country beginning in 1833. 30 seconds. Good luck. We come to you first. Rashima, you were in third place with 5,600. What did you write down as your response? What is...
To write Thailand, but...
Well, that's unfortunate. It's going to cost you how much? 5,000. That drops you all the way down to 600. Let's go to the man in the middle now. Tyler Brill had 11,200, and he wrote down India. We thought one of you at least would go for India, but that too is incorrect. Wow. It'll cost you, 11,195, dropping you to $5. Over to Dana Hill, our champion. She had 21,600, and she wrote down, you wrote down Korea? No, Rashima was on the right track. The elephant has a very important place in the history of Thailand or Siam. That would be the correct response. So how much is it going to cost our champion? 2,000. She remains champion, picking up 19,600 today, giving her a two-day total of 44,800. Congratulations. All right, we're going to say goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. Please come back in 23 and a half hours for our next Jeopardy. See you then.
Promotional consideration provided by